The two old men suppressed their consciences. They would not allow their eyes to look to heaven. It did not keep in mind just judgments. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Kathy, for the reading. It's quite an effort to get all those words out, especially all those crazy names at the beginning and the end. The story of St. Susanna is so powerful. It bears going over in detail every single time because we see in it the way how God rescues the innocent. That he rescues the innocent even when all the deck is stacked against them. And when we go through it, we see how our Lord wants to deal with us. That our Lord wants to set us free from all things. You know the name Susanna? You know what that word means? St. Joseph is always holding a Susanna. St. Rose is often holding a Susanna. So many of our saints hold a Susanna. What does the word Susanna mean? It means lily. It means a lily. Yeah, it means a lily. What do we use the lily for? What does... What? We use it for Easter, but it also symbolizes purity, innocence. That's why St. Joseph is always holding it. He's, I think one of his titles is like Lily of Innocence or something like that. He's the man of great innocence, the man of great chastity. And so St. Susanna, whose name itself means the one who is chaste, reminds us even of her own whole life that she is willing to be a martyr for chastity. Willing, rather than to let somebody defile her in any way, to make sure that she can stand up for what is true. And when she does, she totally confides her whole life to God. In that, we see something for ourselves. Are we willing to stand against such sort of a test in our own lives? There are wicked men out there. There are wicked people out there that want to see the destruction of all of us. There are those, even within our own community, who want to see us cast against the wall and stoned in some way. Want to see our name have mud thrown all over it. We know that that's the true statement. And that's not something to say to cause division amongst us, but to recognize that it's out there. But are we willing to know that that's the case and still, in the spite of the difficulties that are placed beside us, to really trust in God that he's going to defend us? St. Susanna really did that. When we look at these two men who were there, we see the reasons why it is that they were as depraved as they are. These men who have grown old in their wickedness. As it says at the very beginning, that it points out that from Babylon, this evil, this wickedness has come out and perverted the elders who are there to judge the Jewish people. They suppress their consciences. They wouldn't even allow their eyes to look up to heaven. They did not keep in mind just judgments. Usually we associate old age, white hair, gray hair, with wisdom. That's why it's not something to be ashamed of. It's something to be held with pride, with dignity. Wow, I've earned that gray hair. I've earned those white hairs that are there. I should have some wisdom and dignity with it. But these men, although that they had the outward appearance of it, and they had the respect to their peers, it was wrongly placed in them because they were men who actively suppressed their consciences. It wasn't that they didn't know. They had to keep putting it down so that their consciences would be numb to what is true. And that they knew that they were supposed to be the people of God, but they wouldn't even raise their eyes up to him to look up toward higher things. They were only focused on their own lustful passions. See, that's what lust does within our own souls, what it does within our communities. We wonder why we don't have good leaders. We wonder why we don't have good fathers and family members. We wonder why it seems that our church and oftentimes is rudderless and leaderless. It's because of lust. It's absolutely 100% because of lust. What lust does is it takes the mind, which is supposed to reach up to the truths of heaven, to reach up and to sail up there to God and touch that which is true and to love it with the whole of its will through goodness. But lust corrupts the eyes to make them blind. So they have no desire to look for what is true. And so they focus only on those things which are sensible and touchable, tasteable, corruptible. And so what we see here is Daniel as a youth. He wasn't even bar mitzvahed yet. He wasn't even 13. That's what it says there. He's 12 years old. A 12-year-old boy can see through what the truth is. Because this 12-year-old boy was raised in the right way. Because this 12-year-old boy was free of lust. And could see clearly that there was something wrong with this situation, letting God's inspiration work through him. And so that's what we need to ask for. Some of us have grown old and we haven't fully dealt with everything that's going on in our souls. That's a reality. But it doesn't mean that God can't make our souls young again. And so that's what we pray for in the Mass. It's what we pray for time and time again. Lord, make me pure. Lord, grant me that purity of soul so that I can look up to you, so that I can see your truths, and so I can radiate them out to others. No matter where we find ourselves, whether we see ourselves more in the Susanna who's been accused and been pushed aside and been treated as though we're nothing and accused, even though we're innocent, or whether we're that judge who's, we don't exactly got it, we don't have the innocence of Daniel. Our Lord has something within this reading for each of us to be able to draw more near unto him. And that's why it says so beautifully within the psalm response that's here. It reminds us that our Lord takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked man, but rather desires his conversion that he may live. That even though we walk through that dark valley, that valley of the shadow of death, we can't fear the evil one because God is there at our side. Let's ask our Lord for the moments that we have as we remain in this journey, which is Lent, for the grace to really look at him and to see his face. To keep the face of his mercy ever before us and to ask him through his own purity to help us to see the truth and through his own strength to trust that he cares for us and will take care of us no matter what wicked men accuse us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.